Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to Time to Thrive. You guys, Jared and I are going to get a little bit coachy on you.
Coach J&J in the house. Let's get it.
And we are going to do, you guys, I posted up a little question box on my stories. If you're not following us on Instagram yet, go do so. Scroll to the bottom here, go to the show notes and give us a follow. But I posted a little box there that said, if you could learn two things from me, what would they be? And a lot of it was around the business, was around social media stuff. And there were a whole bunch of other topics that we're going to be diving into.
I asked how to do a root canal, but she seemed not to answer that one so simply.
You might need to go spend some tuition money on that one.
Come on.
But for this one, we're going to be talking about, you guys, the five things to include on your stories daily. And if you've been following us for a while, you probably have seen this trend. And I think these are just really good bullet points to like jot down for yourself, because it's really important, especially if you're trying to grow a business or a brand on social media.
Honestly, like press pause on the podcast or just continue listening, but go get a piece of paper and put a little square and do this every single day and write down these five things, okay? And at the end of the day, you'll see every single one of them checked off, and you're going to feel good about the stories that you're posting on your social media.
And it's just a really great way to kind of audit yourself.
Very much so.
People get really overwhelmed with social media, but I think if you can break it down for yourself, especially when you're a beginner, like as you grow and evolve in your brand, are you going to be perfect with this? Absolutely not. Life happens and you don't need to be attached to your phone and whatever. But if you're not in a habit of doing it, it's really nice to have a framework to follow. And this can be a really beneficial tool. So diving in, if you are growing a business or a brand on Instagram or on social media or a little bit of both, in person and off, you guys, you need to talk about it. Okay. You can't be an undercover business owner.
And you also have to be giving out pieces of your daily life, no matter kind of like what your daily life is. For me, I love going to the gym. I love doing my work and I love doing everything else. But like being able to show people that I'm a real human and that I'm going to the gym and doing these things helps you connect that I'm not just out here spewing onto the internet to live a healthy lifestyle and I'm not doing any of it.
So you guys, you need to be talking about your product or your business, okay? It doesn't need to be all in depth and all succumbing, but if you have gone through your day and you have not mentioned if you were a product or a service business or whatnot, it needs to be something that's common and something that's prevalent, and your audience needs to see that consistency, because consistency and excitement about it matters, okay? You need to have both of those, consistency and excitement.
And it needs to just be so understood by your audience that like, this is what you do, right? They shouldn't have to guess and think, I really wonder what Jordan does.
And I truly feel like if you start to look at your Instagram, and I'm just going to use Instagram because quite frankly, we're not really on TikTok, okay? I go on there to watch like Taylor Swift's updates from her millions of concerts. That's about all I use TikTok for.
TikTok.
But it's a great platform. That's fine. But it might be the same on there. I'm not really sure. But for Instagram specifically, if you start going through your followers, you will notice like, personal trainers, they're always posting up their services, their before and afters, their client testimonials, hairdressers, before and afters, client testimonials, their services, their appointment openings, nail techs, lash techs, like anybody that runs a business is talking about it. Real estate agents, they're showing their houses. Like, why are you in your head about sharing your products and your business?
Like, yes, you have a regular life outside of your online business, but at the end of the day, like, people should know that you have a service or a product to sell.
If someone has to ask you, hey, how's that business of yours going?
Then you're clearly not working it enough.
You're not showing up enough for your business. It should be clear. Anyone in Jared in my life knows we are actively still working our business. They pretty much know how it's going. And they have that information and we're really pumped to talk about it with them because we're super proud of what we've built. But don't leave it up to people's question, right? Talk about the products, explain what they do, relate them back to your life, share testimonials, talk about how you've helped your clients, your team, whatever it is. Talk about the opportunities, talk about what that entails, how it could look for them, how it's helped Susie from down the street, all these certain things, right? There's so many ways that you can talk about it. It does not have to be the same every day. Switch it up, have fun with it. Bring out the you know, that energy and that enthusiasm. But you gotta have that prevalent and on your page because people need to see that. You need to plant the seeds and let them kind of soak and germinate and whatever so that you can harvest them. The first time, think, put yourself in their shoes. If you saw your friend posting up, whatever, what's a good example? A body soap, okay? Let's just use something so silly.
Body soap.
A body soap. And they were saying that it was the best one and it got rid of every single one of your wrinkles as soon as you started using it. You would look at it and you'd be like, oh, that's kind of interesting, but like, don't really believe it, you know? But they show that over and over and over again. Then they share testimonials about it. Then they share client reviews about it. Then they share maybe a promo about it. Then they have an engaged sticker tap for it. You're probably way more likely because they've continued to use it. If you post up your products or your services once, maybe for a week and then never again, don't be surprised if people aren't
like you go back to the personal trainer aspect of it. And like, I follow a bunch of personal trainers just because like I know a bunch of people that are in that space, and like I see how some people work their business, and they work their business very, very well. And if I were to need a personal trainer, I would know exactly who to go to. Why? Because they show the social proof of people actually winning and succeeding within their programs. They show the back end of kind of the aspects that they are teaching their clients. They also show the testimonials of clients talking about the changes and the feels and everything that's going on. But above all that, they're using their face and their voice to be able to push forward and be like, hey, this is the brand that I'm building. And I am not like so-and-so from Idaho. I am me, and this is why you should be following me and listening to what I have to say.
And this, yeah, so point number one is on your stories, you need to have something about your product or your business education, okay? Educate on that, break it down, do whatever you need to do. Number two is your voice and your face, okay? It is so huge nowadays, you guys, to have your face or your voice on your socials. And if this scares the crap out of you, we'll give you a little tip after.
Good. Should. And do it. Because the scary things are what's actually going to push things forward.
But also remember, like, if you never heard or saw our voice, would you trust us? Like, no. You want people to, if they're having a problem, if you're a hairdresser and somebody's like, oh my God, I just like, I'm so sick of my hair. I just need to do something to it. You want them to think of you. Not just your services, but you. They want to think of you and be like, that's who I want to go see, right? Just like Jared said with his personal trainer. Like, he's, through Instagram, developed like a relationship.
Showing your face on social media scares you. And you have this whole fear of like talking to a camera. It's one of those things where don't talk about your product and your service immediately. Just start sharing the daily things that happen in your life. I was watching this one person who was literally talking about their Starbucks order, but like they don't do anything that has to do with social media, but they're just talking about it. I'm like, oh, that's actually a barely good order. And I order it every single time now because of that reasoning, because I heard them and I heard the way that it actually tasted good. And it wasn't just full of sugar and other crap, but like it was actually a really good order. And I'm like, because you put the personality behind it, I was so much more willing to go and give it a try.
So start talking about stuff that's not quote unquote selling.
Yep.
About your day, about, you know, a really cool incident that happened, maybe a act of kindness that you did that day, or a realization, or maybe some takeaways from a podcast that you listened to or something like that. That's just kind of trusting that you're not going to die by talking on your stories and showing your face, right? So number three is value. Okay. So we've gone through talking about your products or your business, some education around that, showing your face and your voice, and now value. This is something that you should be doing on your stories all the time because you want to be giving to people.
Give.
And then ask, okay?
It's a piggy bank at the end of the day.
You are filling your stores. You are giving. You are making it so that people want to follow you. What is Jordan going to give today? What is Jared going to give today? Am I going to get a podcast episode, a recipe, a mindset hack, a wellness hack, a workout, inspiration? But also don't overcomplicate value, right? It's simple.
Okay, mamas, this one is for you because I know that there are a ton of you listening in, and I know that there's also probably a ton of you that when you go to the dental office with your kid, you are stressed. You literally want to get out of there without them crying, without them screaming, and without them having any cavities. So I have been there. I have chatted with so many parents day in and day out throughout my years in dentistry. So I have put together an amazing dental ebook for you. It is called The Tooth Fairy Secrets, and it is everything that you need to know from the time your child is a newborn till about age 10. And it goes through so many of the most frequently asked questions. We're talking when to start brushing their teeth, techniques to manage behavior around this, when to visit the dentist for the first time. That's a big one. How to ease nerves around dental visits, fluoride versus non-fluoride. When should teeth start coming in? When should teeth start falling out? Screening for ortho, pacifiers, preventing cavities, and so many more questions that I really, really dive into in this ebook. It is packed with information and it is so affordable because I truly feel that there is this gap in the marketplace for parents to have education around dental needs. I don't want you have to spend a ton of money at the dental office on filling cavities, doing all these things. I'd rather you have these answers at home from the comfort of your phone. So if you have not asked any of these questions, you probably will, unless you get this ebook. So I have put the link in the bio for you to click on. It is super affordable, and I really just hope that it helps you throughout this time in your life with your kiddos.
Oh, it's so simple. Like, at the end of the day, if you enjoy cooking and you make up recipes and you do these things, share about it, because there are other people out there who would like to cook and would like to make these meals, but they have no idea how, and they don't know where to look either. But if you can give them a couple recipes, share it on your stories, and tell people a way to make it. Little side note, they're probably never going to make it. I've had hundreds of people ask me for different recipes, and I think I've seen two of them end up coming back and being like, hey, Jared, I made that recipe and it was really, really good. Unless my recipes are just terrible and nobody comes and wants it more. But
yeah, but I did hear a really good quote about value, and I think it really hit for me. It said, what can you save someone a Google search for?
Ooh, yes.
If you can save someone a Google search, you're now valuable. So that might be a really good podcast to clean your house to. That could be some information about plants. If you have like a green thumb and you're really good at like bringing plants back to life, or what, you know, a brown or yellow leaf means, I don't know, like a really good personal development book, something, a hack for putting on gel nails at home, or eyelashes, or something like that.
Think of anything that you Googled that you've done in the past and be able to just bring that to the forefront. One of our teammates, she put down, like, she had a bunch of hats in a tub and the tub turned like black. And I literally still
laundry stripping.
I have the recipe still because we have to do that one day just to see what it kind of would do. But it's something like that that I no longer have to Google. And that is so much more valuable than anything that they could have gotten.
So don't feel like value has to be like you're creating personal training programs or like creating some course. That's value, yes. But give yourself some grace. You could be a really good mom and have like a really great activity idea or a craft idea or something like that. That's so valuable for other moms.
And it really, this goes into number four, which is something from your daily life. You may think that your daily life is a mundane day, but to somebody else, there is a tidbit of value that you are bringing to the table that is so commonly done in your household that is something completely different to somebody else.
And you want people to have a relationship with you. I think right now, selling and purchasing, the celebrity influencing market, I think, is changing.
Oh, it's on
people
changing entirely.
Want to have personal relationships with people. They were purchasing off personal recommendations. Most people are following like day-to-day quote unquote influencers, not these like celebrity influencers, because they know how influencing marketing works. They get paid a certain thousands of dollars to promote some product that they probably don't even use, and then they never post about it again, right? And they try to sell it. Well, that's how influencer marketing works. Now with fronts like network marketing and Amazon affiliates and all this kind of stuff, it's like these are products that people are using all the time, but they want to hear from you. They want to have that relationship. They want to know, like, you know, you don't need to open up about all of your deepest, darkest secrets, but share a little bit of your life.
But what they want to know is that you're in there for the long haul, right? Like, yeah. I've followed a bunch of people on Instagram and YouTube and that kind of stuff. And it's hilarious, the YouTube, that quote unquote YouTube influencers that kind of like do those kind of styles of YouTube, where every single week they have a new product. And every single week they're talking about it as though it is the best thing in the world. And the first couple of times I'm like, oh, that actually seems pretty cool. Now it's like, holy, just can I get through this ad read? Because it's so annoying. And I know that you don't use the product.
And you just want to get to know them. Like, what makes them tick? When do they work out? What kind of workout styles do they like? What's their take?
That's why I followed you.
Yeah. What's their take on whatever? Like, Jared and I share a lot about our relationship, about our home life, about our travels. Like, because that's us. If you guys didn't know us, you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You'd be like, why the heck would I listen to Jared and Jordan just blabber about stories, you know? So share something about your daily life. Be a human. Instagram was made for connection. Social media, we need to be social. We can't just be sellers. We need to like interact with people, create engagement, do all that kind of stuff, because we are humans. We're not catalogs, okay? So something about your daily life that brings you around as a human being. Now, the last one is engagement, okay? If you are not creating leads from your content, then you're just kind of sharing. You're not getting into conversations. Those conversations are what's going to develop relationships. Those relationships are what's going to develop like no trust. And that like no trust is what's going to get you clients and business builders.
And engagement, okay? Doesn't just mean engagement on your own stories. It also means like go and be a human and be nice and engage with other people.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you are just putting out stuff and you're never commenting, you're never liking other people's things, people have a brainwave tendency, and it's how we're created, that they want to be accepted and liked by other people. So when somebody puts out content and people don't interact with it or people don't like it, they have their own thoughts about it. But if you can be that person to go and give a person a like, it can literally turn their entire day around.
Yeah. And then on your own stories, making sure that you're creating that conversation, and that comes from product and business education, showing your face, talking on there, you know, sharing value, being, you know, sharing your personal life. Use the features that Instagram has. One, Instagram literally will show your content more if you are using the features that are within the app.
Yep.
The sticker tap button, the poll button, the question box. If you look at any of our stories, pretty much on the daily, we have one of those three methods so that people can engage with us. And they're not always to do about our business. Sometimes they're really random. Sometimes they're for recommendations. Sometimes they're, hey, we just dropped a podcast. Tap here and we'll send you the link.
Sometimes they're for a bicker that we're having and we need to have an answer.
Yeah, like they can be super random. It's always like you have to train your audience, okay?
But you also have to train your audience to like things and to do things that don't just involve something that comes out of it for you. Right? What are they getting
give,
out of
give,
this?
Give, 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 give.
You want to be able to give them questions and give them things to play with and to tap on that don't involve you immediately jumping into their inbox to try and sell them something.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a genuine recommendation that I'm looking for. Like, I remember when you were trying to get your hair changed color. That sounds so silly. But like when you were going to be changing the hair color of your hair, I can't speak right now, but like you had different things up there where people are along for the ride, our wedding, people were making decisions. Were you really making decisions? Probably not, but it's like you were making decisions for us to be able to give us a little bit more of an insight on which way we should go.
Yeah.
Because something that we like may not be something that's like really thought out, but if we have 10 people say that it's going to be this, or 100 people say, hey, you know what, you should think of this, it's a lot more helpful than just going through on your own brain.
Yeah. So engagement, not only for your business, but for just in general, to literally engage and be social and connect with your following. Okay. That's going to create, like I said, that like, no trust. It's going to create that brand and it's going to really help you. So I want you to take those five topics, super simple. They're in the show notes if you need them listed out for you. And I want you to start to implement those on your stories on a daily basis. Okay. It's not hard. It's quite simple. And especially as you get into a routine with it, you're going to notice that you're showing up way more authentically. And one of the biggest hesitations that we get for people who are starting a business online and showing up on social media is they don't want to come across selly or salesy. Well, then don't. Be a human, create value, show your face, talk on there, have engagement, connect with people. It's so important. Show your daily life. If you don't want to be selly and salesy, then don't be a catalog and just post graphics.
Bingo.
But this foundation and this framework can help you to avoid that. So we hope that helped you. If you are in a space where you're like, okay, this kind of clicks, this doesn't scare me so much, I'm kind of ready to like take the jump, take the leap, scroll down to the show notes again and fill out the survey. Okay. We'll reach out to you, click that link, and we can get you up and rolling.
Saddle up. Let's see you next week.
Cheers. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.